It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
And you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's indeed a privilege, a great blessing to be alive this morning. So if you are part of the living this morning, just take a second of your time to begin to tell God how grateful you are to be alive today. Tell him how blessed you feel right now. Tell him the tremendous blessings that you feel you have received. I'm thankful for the gift of life. I am thankful for health and every single thing around me. What are you thankful for? Today is the 12th day in the month of July 2024. And it's indeed a blessing. It's a blessing. So take your time to say, Father, we are grateful. If you have done that, okay, so let's move ahead with today's agenda. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. And if this is your first time of joining us, you are in the right place because this is where we get to share our devotion. So if you do not have the time to take your devotion every morning, you can always join us on this show where we get to sit as a community of believers and listen to the Word of God, where we get to hear and share the Word of God. If you're ready, let's go. And if you are frequent on this show, please do remember to share. Share with everybody around you. Call everybody together. Let's take this devotion together. Again, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and this segment is sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you all to today's episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you're ready with me, let's start. Today, we'll be taking a topic that says the law of work. The law of work. Our aim for today is aim 4 from our Open Heaven devotional manual. To the work. We are servants of God. To the work. We are servants of God. A Bible in 1 year. We'll be taking from the book of Songs of Solomon from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Song of Solomon from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Once again, our memory verse will be taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 25. From verse 14 to 30, Matthew chapter 25, from verse 14 to verse 30, are you with your Bibles this morning? Matthew chapter 25, from verse 14 to verse 30, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to the other 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. When he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my money with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he who will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic today says the law of work. The manual says, the law of work is similar to Newton's first law of motion, which states, in simple terms, that an object will remain at rest or in uniform motion unless it is acted upon by an external force. In other words, nothing moves until someone moves it. An individual career will not move forward without deliberate effort to advance it. Neither will a marriage be automatically blissful without some effort from both parties. A believer's spiritual life will not blossom unless it puts in the required work. Nothing goes for nothing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10 says that those who don't work should not eat. Some people feel that because they have certain gifts and talents, things will always be good for them. That is a big lie. One of my sons often says that hard work will beat talent if talent doesn't work hard. In the book of Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 to 30, the master gave a servant some talents with a simple instruction, trade it. You cannot leave your talent dormant if you want to be fruitful. You must work on your talents if you want positive results. The servant that did not work on his talents was punished greatly. If a believer does not work on whatever God has given to him or her, such fellow will be greatly punished in the end. One day, I met a pastor who started out in ministry at around the same time as me. And he said, God has really been good to you. I agree. God has been very good to me. It is only by his grace that I have come this far. However, nobody can accuse me of being lazy. When I was starting out, God gave me prophecies, gifts of the Spirit, and talents, and all these things would have gone to waste if I did not work hard. In fact, the more resources God gives to you, the harder you must work, because the book of Luke chapter 12 verse 48 says that to whom much is given, much is expected. Brethren, if a person is not ready to work, then he or she is not ready to succeed at anything in life. Nothing will excuse anyone from the effects of this law. Excuses are for failures. No matter the excuse you may want to give for not being productive, it will never suffice, as there are people who have experienced greater challenges and surmounted them. Great achievers put excuses aside, get to work, and make the best out of whatever situation they find themselves in. Get up and work. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, you can't break the law of work and expect to succeed. You can't break the law of work and expect to succeed. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody. You can view all our past and previous Open Heaven devotionals, and you can share with somebody today by visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can share with somebody today, or you can listen to us live on our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can also download our mobile application on Play Store or Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and you can download. I do hope you get to join us next time. Till you hear my voice again, please do remain blessed. Have a wonderful day today. God bless you.